We are back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices, and very happy once again to be chatting with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams. It's our monthly conversation, this time for the month of March. Dr. Sales Adams, good to see you. We appreciate the time. I know you're on location at a conference this week, busy times, and we certainly appreciate you setting aside a few minutes for us today. Let's get right into things. So much happening at Minneapolis Public Schools, but you have an update on the budget and everything that's been going on with that. What more can you share with us about that?
Almaney, it's good to see you too, and it's great to be back. So just to answer that question, our district is grappling with a $50 million budget gap, and that cause, and the causes are too familiar. So they include rising costs and the chronic underfunding of public education. And to that last point, I spent time at the Minnesota State Capitol recently, along with representatives from the State Association for School Boards and school administrators. We're advocating for Minneapolis public schools and public education. Specifically, we're asking for the state to give us stable and predictable funding that will help prevent budget problems like the ones we are currently experiencing. But in the meantime, Minneapolis Public Schools is aiming to make reductions rather than eliminations in positions and programs wherever possible. We are required to submit a balanced budget to the state for approval by June 15th. And we're trying to be as upfront as possible about budget challenges that face us as a district and the difficult choices that lie ahead. If our listening audience wants to stay abreast of our budget developments, I would encourage them to do two things. If you want to lean into our meeting, so we're talking about the budget every meeting, but also going to our webpage and searching budget process, and we'll pull up a wealth of information.
And of course, you know, our thoughts are always with everyone who's being impacted by these changes and difficult decisions that are made. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is our guest here on the School News Podcast, and lots of things to get into still with the superintendent. And we move on now to the transformation meeting. I know it's been rescheduled in the month of April. What more can you share with us about that?
So there is still an opportunity to make your voice heard when it comes to the future of Minneapolis Public Schools regarding our budget and the transformation process. And as a result of interruptions from Operation Metro Surge, we are offering the following opportunities to make your opinions count. First, we've extended the deadline for taking the survey online. If this is something that you're interested in doing, and I would encourage it, go to our website and search school transformation. Then when you get on that page, there's a button that you can click and it says take the caregiver survey. And we do encourage people doing that. And then secondly, we've rescheduled the in-person school budget transformation meeting at Camden High School. That will now take place on April 9th from 6 to 7:30. And we would love a packed full house.
We've got some really cool MPS athletes to talk about as well. It was a busy winter. I know some wrestlers really had a lot of success at the state tournament, and some swimmers as well had a really good winter season and state meets and everything. What can you tell us about that?
Okay, this is going to be a long list, so I just ask for people to bear with me. It is great news. So congratulations to state champion wrestler Ramey Keenan, a senior at Edison High School. Keenan won the title for the second year in a row in the 200-pound weight class. Edison's Vito Lopez March wrapped up his wrestling career with his fourth state appearance, advancing to the top eight. North High School senior Johan, also known as Yogi Alcantara Lund, placed second, improving on last year's fifth place finish and becoming the first Polar to reach the state finals since 1998. Then we have Roosevelt Sam Hinman, who also made history placing fifth at 136 pounds, becoming the school's first female all-state wrestler and its first wrestler to place in 26 years. And then student athletes from Camden, South, Southwest, Washburn, and fellow Teddies and Polars also made it to the state tournament wrestling mat.
Amazing. And let's head to the pool now. We had some swimmers that did really well this year as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so in boys swimming and diving, Southwest finished 10th overall, the program's highest placement ever. The relay team placed fifth in both the 200 and 400 yard freestyle relays, setting a new record for Minneapolis Public Schools in the 200 free relay. The boys TMT, which is also known as Tigers Miller's Teddy's team, capped a great season as Minneapolis Public Schools and Tri-Metro Conference champions, with Roosevelt's Rowan Lesmeister making history. The Teddy senior took 14th place in the state 100 yard breaststroke, setting a new MPS conference record. And finally, good luck to the South High School's basketball team. This is a community recommendation. They punched their ticket to the state tournament, which will be at the Williams Arena on March 25th at 10 a.m. If you can come and support them, we ask you that you do that.
Amazing. What a winter sports season for all the athletes at MPS. Congratulations. Shout out to all of them representing the district and all their schools and everything. Congratulations to everybody and all of their accomplishments. Last thing here for you, Dr. Sales Adams, some really important dates to keep in mind over the next few weeks, starting with this week, especially with days off for holidays and everything. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so members of our community will celebrate Eid al-Fitr on March 19th and the 20th. It is one of the biggest celebrations in the Islamic calendar. And Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan. And given the additional stress that we've all been under the last few months, I think it's safe to say many of us have been looking forward to spring break. There is no school during spring break, March 30th through April 3rd. And here's something that I am excited to talk about. On Monday, April 6th, it does mark the conclusion of our temporary online learning option that we offered our students. So we are looking forward to seeing all of our students back in person on April 6th.
Can't wait to see everyone being able to return to in-person learning. We know it's been a tough stretch, a difficult time, but it'll be good to really see everybody back and see everybody's smiling faces. So a lot of really good stuff here, Dr. Sales Adams. Really appreciate the time. I know you're so busy. You're at the conference right now this week. Appreciate the time and looking forward to doing it again next month.
Thank you, Manny.